Listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's always freely available as a download on iTunes. So today, as always, I have the opportunity and real privilege to speak with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I want to say hello to Sarah. Hey, how are you today?
Hi there. I'm all right, actually. And you?
Good. I'm just home from work. It's been a busy day. It's actually nice to be home and relaxing a little. And I'm really excited about having you as a guest today and sharing your story. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. So to get us started, would you mind formally introducing yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
All right. My name is Sarah Albanai. And I'm originally from Kuwait, but right now I've been in Idaho since spring of 2014. I got to Idaho State University here, so it's why I am in the USA right now.
Okay. And so being from Kuwait, what in the world made you decide to come to Idaho of all places?
I know, when I was growing up, I usually I love American movies, and I always imagine myself staying in LA or New York or somewhere fancy, but Idaho from all places. So I had a younger brother who went to ISU as well. Oh. So my mom and dad thought it will be easier for me to go somewhere where I know someone instead of dropping me in New York and just leave me there alone.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So what are you studying there?
I am studying political science, actually.
Oh, okay. What made you interested in that? What do you plan to do with that?
So I don't have any plans on what to do yet. But I assume I will know what to do with it as soon as I do graduate.
Okay.
I love to learn new stuff about politics, people, and everything. So it is a kind of an interesting major, actually.
Yeah. Especially, I would imagine, given everything that's going on in the world today, it's probably very interesting because the current events of our time seem to be something interesting or crazy is going on every day. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So are you an undergrad or a grad student?
I am undergrad, actually, but hopefully I am planning to go into a graduate school as well.
Okay. All right. Cool. And so curiously, and because this is a podcast podcast about stuttering. How has stuttering impacted your college experience? I mean, how's it been for you being a person who stutters in a American university?
So I actually, since I came here, I feel like for me it is easier to stutter like in the American language and like with Americans people, just because I feel like they are more open about their disabilities or like with their personal issues and stuff. So like I haven't had any trouble with my stuttering since I came here, and like every class I've taken, my professors will usually try to help me any way they could actually. So
Oh, yeah. So, like, how do you handle it? Like, do you usually tell your professors, like, at the start of a class, like, hey, I stutter? Or, I mean, how do you actually, like, get that out there?
yeah, like at the beginning of each semester, like I usually try to go and introduce myself to the professor and tell them, hey, I do stutter, like if you need me to repeat anything, I can repeat it. And then like, and then I actually do introduce myself as well like into my classmates.
Oh.
So that it will be easier for me to speak up like in the future and instead of like hiding myself.
That makes a lot of sense because when you hide it or try to hide it, it creates so much anxiety because then you're worrying about, well, what's going to happen when it comes out and I haven't told anybody. So I totally get you there. It makes much more sense to just be open with it. So has any of your classmates ever been like not very supportive, or has anybody ever reacted poorly or negatively?
Honestly, I can't remember if anyone has been negative about it, which is awesome.
Yeah, I would say. And it probably has a lot to do with your own attitude and your own choice, I would imagine, to be upfront about it the way that you've chosen to. I mean, that makes a big difference. People react to us based on how they see us handling it. So, yeah, that makes sense. So, what was it like for you when you were in Kuwait before you came here?
I was actually totally a different person from the way I am right now. Like especially that I feel my stuttering was more severe like in high school and middle school than it is right now. And then like when I was home, like I haven't had as much as like support with people, with NSA, with speech therapists and like everything here that has like been helping me. So yeah, like in high school and middle school, like I usually like I was the quiet person, like I was just into myself, like even I don't answer any question in the class, even though if I knew the answer, I will just don't like raise my hand and just be quiet, just because I knew that I will stutter, so.
And that must have been hard for you to do that because, from what I know of you, we've known each other a couple of years now. That's not you. You're very social and you enjoy talking. At least that's my impression. So it must have felt like suffocating, maybe, to not be your real self when you were in high school. Am I right? Am I reading that correctly?
I mean, like I felt I was out of place actually when I was younger. But like since I came to USA, like I changed 180%, I guess. And like, so yeah.
So what do you think, like, helped you make that 180% degree change? I mean, what's helped you become the Sarah that you are now?
So like honestly, like just traveling to USA alone, like without my mom or dad, like or without anyone, so that it made me like I'm more responsible about my own calls, my own orders, my own stuff. And then like since I've been here, like I have been into the NSA 3 times now, to the like and conferences, and then I've been to SLP in Idaho, and then I actually been as well into the intensive stuttering clinic here in Idaho with Dr. Hodok. So I think that like everything that I did since I came here, it did change me a bit, and it did help me to be who I am right now.
Yeah. Wow. So how old were you when you came here in 2014?
I was 21.
So you're just 25 now.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still a
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah.
little baby. So how did you hear about all this stuff that you threw yourself into? I mean, you came here to the United States, you're in Idaho again, of all places, instead of a big city. How did you hear about the NSA and therapy? How did you even know to get involved?
Yeah, so when I came here on spring 14, I was taking 101 class, and then my professor has noticed that I do stutter, and he was like telling me about that, like we have speech pathology program in Idaho, and that we have SLP and all that stuff. So like at the end of the semester, I went over there and like I spoke with my SLP, and then I met Haddock, and then like we started with the meetings every month, and then I actually heard about the NSA from the people what. Who were at the first intensive clinic, and they told me that I needed to go there. It will be so fun. It will be helpful for me. However, like it's hard to like imagine that if you haven't ever gone to the conference. So like I wasn't really interested until Atlanta, where I went with Haddock and pain and like people I knew, so.
Oh, okay. So 2016 in Atlanta was your first one.
Uh-huh,
And
yes, it's
that
awesome.
was the international one. as well. So, wow, that was perfect.
I know. I'm so happy that I went actually to Atlanta. It was huge. Like, I met a lot of people from everywhere the country. I met like you guys. I met everyone. So it was awesome.
So, can you remember, like, it was only like 2 years ago, but it seems forever. Can you remember, like, what it felt like at first to, like, suddenly be amongst hundreds of people who stutter? Like, what was that like?
I was overwhelmed actually at first. Like, I wasn't sure like how I'm supposed to speak with them. I like how I need to interact with them. Like, just because like I don't want to offend anyone. Like, and then it was harder my first conference. Like, I think I stayed most of my time in the first days in my room actually watching TV and playing with my cell phone. But like after,
Oh,
yeah, I know,
that's
right?
not good
Yeah,
to
I
hear.
know. But like since Atlanta, like I don't really stay in my room that much, only to sleep, so which is a good thing.
I mean, that kind of makes me sad to hear that you did a little bit of that at your first conference, but I also understand because it is very overwhelming, and sometimes you just need to like go someplace and decompress and not be around all those people. But it's also very heartening to hear that when you came back for your next conference, you realized like, hey, I'm not gonna stay in my room. I'm gonna meet people and get out there and do things. And I think that's what actually helps people the most is the interacting with everybody and making relationships.
Oh yeah. I mean, like since I went to my first conference, I tried to tell people I know. Like, I mean, like especially if you meet people who stutter for the first time or your life, or like to meet a lot of people who stutters at once. Like it's hard to understand it at first. However, like you do get used to it, and it will become easier and easier whenever you do speak with them. And like people, everyone at NSA was so like helpful. Like I do remember actually I was sitting down in the lobby in Atlanta playing with my cell phone, and then Tom came to me and say, "Hey, would you like to eat lunch with us?" I was sure, yeah. So like everyone was so inviting and like helpful with everything, so.
Oh, nice. Nice. That makes a difference when you feel like somebody that's been there before reaches out and helps you to feel part of things, 'cause that can be really hard too as a first timer. Like you don't quite know how to break in to those groups that already know each other. So that's why we try to do those first timer workshops and the first time luncheon, and just to give people those chances to interact and mingle with each other to kind of break that ice a little.
Oh yeah, I think I actually went to the first timers workshop and everything else in Atlanta, which was helpful for me just because I was like new to the NSA. I was new to like USA anyway, and like it was awesome.
So like what made you go back for your second and your third conference? I mean, why did you go back again?
Honestly, like I feel home whenever I go to the NSA just because I'm I have been meeting a lot of great people and nice people and like supportive people. So like whenever I feel that I'm having a bad day with stuttering or anything else, really, I just go talk with them and they make me feel much better, like about stuttering in life. And it's just nice to be the majority at once in the lifetime instead of the minority.
Oh, I get that. I totally get that. I have been on my journey for 12 years. So my first conference was in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a similar story. Like I went to my first one, very overwhelming. And I had gone from where I live in New York to my first conference was in California. So that was like a huge thing for me. And I went by myself and I was like, not only was I going for the first time and alone, but it was the first time I had ever actually done a cross-country flight. So it was just like, so it was really overwhelming, my first conference. So I didn't really like find my groove until my second conference. So even though I've been involved in the NSA community now for 12 years, it is still hard sometimes to be the only one at work that stutters. And I talk about it and I'm open about it most of the time. But yeah, sometimes just being in the majority when you're not the rest of the year, it's just very, you know, like reassuring. And like you said, like you're with your family and you can kind of like be free to be yourself. Because I don't always do that at work. I sometimes feel like I have to, you know, like try to be fluent when I can. And at the NSA, I can just be am. And that makes a big difference.
Yes. And like, especially, I feel like people who stutter, like, just understand you. Like, they just understand the hard life or like whatever you're struggling with. Like, they know what is stuttering. They know what like it isn't only stuttering, it's like the package of hard emotions and everything else that comes with stuttering as well.
Yeah. And I think obviously people who don't stutter certainly don't realize that there is so much more involved with stuttering than what people just hear. You know, it's all that other stuff that we feel that we don't always acknowledge. And you know that, you know, the shame and the feelings of not being in control and all that stuff. Like people who don't stutter, they just don't get that. So it's very helpful to be around people who, at least my feeling is, I don't have to explain it to somebody else who stutters. They just know. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm interested, you mentioned the speech therapy with Dr. Is it Hudak, Idaho?
Uh-huh, yes.
So what kinds of therapy have you done there?
So, like, I have done the speech therapy. I mean, like, so we try to do, like, some techniques. We try to, like, go outside in the real world and, like, to just try and speak whatever I want to say instead of like changing whatever I'm feeling in my head just because I knew that I will stutter. So it was helpful, actually. So I have tried actually speech therapy at home when I was younger, but I don't think it was helpful at all. And I think that like it was a mistake actually, but since I came here, I have realized that so.
Yeah, so I guess the reason that I asked about Dr. Hudak's program is I've heard that they do the ACT therapy there, acceptance commitment therapy. So have you done some of that?
Oh yeah, I actually was part of that for 3 times now.
Oh.
So like I know tons of stuff. Like yeah, it's awesome. And what I like about his program as well, like it isn't only about speech therapy. Like they have, like the they do combine the counseling and SLP. Like they know what it is studying, so they help the person emotionally and with his the speech as well, which is I feel like is efficient too.
I really agree with that, and I think personally that speech pathology students really need to have that training in the counseling techniques because, again, like we said, it's so much more than what we can or cannot say. It's the feelings that often like trip us up. So when I did therapy when I first started my journey 12 years ago, I went to like a college program too, but they didn't have like the ACT therapy. All they had was fluency shaping therapy. So they were only interested or able to try to teach me the techniques. And it turned out that's not what I needed. I didn't need that. And I didn't want that. I needed to know that after so many years of hiding it, I needed to just stutter. I needed to know that it was okay and that I could still present myself to the world and be okay. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, it does. So I actually when I went to the my first intensive stuttering clinic on the first day, Dr. Haddock said that this clinic won't make you it won't make you fluent. However, it will help you with your speech instead. So like it was hard at first to hear that, just because I mean obviously I want to be as fluent as I can, but I think it has helped me more than the speech even so.
So that was your goal when you first went to therapy. You thought like it was going to be like this magical fix that you'd be fluent all of a sudden?
Yes, I mean, I feel like everyone wants that, you know, especially that people who stutter at first.
So do you still want that? Do you still want to be as fluent as you can?
I mean, right now, I don't think I want to be as fluent as I could. I mean, like, it will be nice to be fluent sometimes. However, like, right now, I'm okay with the way I speak. I'm okay with the way I stutter. I'm okay with everything. So, I mean, I don't feel like I will ever be 100% okay with it. However, I'm trying to be as much as comfortable with it as I can, and like don't let it affect my life as much as it was.
Yeah. So you were saying, like, when you were in high school, so, like, let's just say, like, when you were 15, so, like, 10 years ago, could you imagine saying what you just said?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I could say that when I was 21 either. However, I'm here 25, just stuttering as much as I could, and like I'm okay with it, which is awesome. Like I'm so grateful for me coming to Idaho and NSA, social hangouts, like everything that helped me, like the way it did.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, I sometimes look back at my own journey and like I can almost like separate my life into like two compartments almost, like before coming out of the closet and after coming out of the closet. And it's like I don't even recognize that person from even 10 years ago anymore, because she's completely different. And sometimes when I try to like explain that to people who don't stutter, they don't get that. But when you make that like self discovery that you just shared, like, I'm okay with how I am, and I can't believe I'm saying that, like, it suddenly like really changes you, right?
It does actually. I mean, like, even my mom and my family back home saw how I changed so much. So, and they have been supportive as well. So,
Yeah. Now, do you like Skype with them or FaceTime with them like pretty regularly, or how do you stay in touch with them?
Yeah, I actually like speak with them almost every day, like through WhatsApp. Like it's a video call thing, so
Okay. And do you stutter openly with them like you are here?
I mean I actually stutter more in Arabic, so
Oh.
yes, like I stutter well with them.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you just said that. Yes, you stuttered well, because it does us no good to say, oh my God, I just stuttered so badly. It does not help us to say that. So
Yeah,
kudos for
exactly.
you for saying that. You stutter well with them. Yes. And again, like, I can't believe you just said that.
I know, like it's just crazy how I know, like if you haven't ever been to the NSA, it's hard to explain it. You need to try it, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that people that are listening to this are gonna like really hear that, because you're right. You kind of have to experience it and be there and be surrounded by all these welcoming, kind-hearted, genuine people who just get it. To really understand how, I guess, empowering it can really be.
It's
No, go ahead, sorry.
no, I was actually only agreeing with you that like they need to go there instead of like hearing people what they think about it.
Yeah.
It's just easier that way.
So before you did all this, had you ever met another woman who stutters?
So I actually met two females who stuttered when I was in my high school.
Okay.
However, like they haven't stuttered as bad as me.
Uh-oh.
So I
Uh-oh. What
just
did you just say?
no, they haven't stuttered as well as me. So that's why, like, I wasn't really, I don't know, like, I wasn't really open with my stuttering. Like, I wasn't really like, hey, yeah, you do stutter too. Welcome to the club. No, I wasn't that way. I was like, I was private. I just wanted to go out of high school and just be over.
Right. And now look, like, I'm sure you're planning on going to next year's conference, right?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I told my family, like, even if I travel home, like, for good, I'll come here every year just for the NSA, so.
Oh, wow. So you would come all the way from Kuwait to just come for the conference for a week?
Yes, for sure. I mean, like, I will come for the NSA and have a vacation as well. Why not?
Yeah. Wow. That's really impressive, I think, for people to hear that too, because sometimes people might think, oh, it's so expensive, and is it really going to be worth it? But obviously it has been for you, because look at you, you're like this, like, amazing self-advocate who's really confident in your own skin. And I just think that, you know, what you've done in just like 4 years is just like you're a rock star.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It is actually worth every second of your life, every penny you spent on the conference, it's worth it.
Yeah. If you had to, we need to start to wind down, believe it or not, like, this time has just like flown by, like it always does. But if you had to like pick like one or two words to describe the journey that you've been on, what would they be?
It's hard to think of only two words, but I'll try to. I mean, obviously it has been crazy, just because how I did transform from where I were and from where I am now. It's been crazy. And the second word, it's been the best time of my life. I know it's three words, but it's one in my mind.
Yeah. No. I mean, it really like sums it up. I mean, people might think like, how could a journey about stuttering be the best part of your life? But it has so much more to do with that. It has to do with that. And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but like, that self-discovery and that like ownership that mm-hmm. you have, that you probably already had all along, but now like you feel okay with like, you know, professing that in some way. And like, when I see you at the conference, you're just this social butterfly all over the place and, you know, doing things and taking risks. And like, that's what it's all about. And you're so lucky to have been experiencing this in your 20s, because I didn't start to experience that until my 40s. So I just felt like I wasted time, you know, and you're not doing that. So that's awesome.
I mean, like, yes. I mean, like, even watching the younger crowd at NSA, like I am, whenever I see one, like, I will cry from my happiness and judgment that they are here and they are enjoying the NSA right now, until hopefully they are in their 50s or 60s, you know. Exactly. I think it will change However, like with their life, their job in the future, with everything, it will help them make them a better person.
I couldn't agree more. And what a perfect way to end this conversation. Like, yeah, it like, yeah, to be a better person from something that most of us have always hated to now have it be seen as something that really has bettered our life. That was a perfect way to sum things up. Thank you so much for being a guest today. This was awesome.
It was awesome. And thank you for having me, Pam.
I am so glad that we did this and found the time to make it work. So thank you again. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.